It's Monday, May 13th, AD 2019. This is The World View in 5 minutes, written by yours truly and heard at theworldview.com. I'm Adam McManus. The Trump administration was strongly urged by a congressionally mandated commission to bring up the continued persecution of Christians and other religious minorities with China's top trade negotiator during this week's trade talks in Washington, reports the Christian Post. The bipartisan U.S. Commission on International Religious Freedom, which includes three evangelical leaders who've engaged informally with the Trump White House, called for administration officials to discuss China's systematic persecution of Christians, Uyghur Muslims, and other minorities with Vice Premier Liu during his visit. Liu's visit comes as the U.S. Department of Defense estimates that as many as 3 million Uyghur Muslims have been sent to detention camps in the Xinjiang province of China, while countless Christians, Buddhists, and Falun Gong practitioners continue to face arrest, imprisonment, and the closing of their houses of worship. Commissioner Gary Bauer said, quote, "At a time when the lives and freedoms of millions of Chinese people are under attack by their own government, we must put religious freedom and human rights on the agenda too," close quote. Converse is releasing a line of their popular Chuck Taylor shoes that focuses on the sexually perverted as part of its so-called Pride collection. Plus, Converse is also exploiting a clearly confused 11-year-old boy who dresses like a girl named Desmond Napoles to make a buck, reports RedState.com. Desmond made headlines when he danced at a homosexual bar in New York at 2 a.m. while patrons threw money at him. The 11-year-old is often posing and dancing in ways that adult female dancers would in order to accentuate certain parts of the body. The end goal is that his act has normalized the sexualization of children. Matthew 18, verse 6, has a message for Converse. "If anyone causes one of these little ones, those who believe in me, to stumble, it would be better for them to have a large millstone hung around their neck and to be drowned in the depths of the sea." Consider two action steps. First, stop buying Converse products. And second, call Converse's toll-free number to object at 1-800-428-2667. That's 1-800-428-2667. Brian Sims, a homosexual Democratic Pennsylvania legislator, offered a half-hearted apology after he angrily confronted an elderly pro-life lady and three pro-life girls who were praying outside a Planned Parenthood abortion mill where he volunteers, reports the Christian Post. Listen to what he said initially to the elderly woman.
"Who would have thought that an old white lady would be out in front of a Planned Parenthood telling people what's right for their bodies? Shame on you. Shame on you for hiding your face at the same time that you're shaming other people. What you're doing here is disgusting. This is wrong. You have no business being out here."
And here's a soundbite of his harassment of a mother and her teenage daughters who were praying outside of Planned Parenthood.
"Hi, everyone. Representative Brian Sims here, and I am outside the Planned Parenthood at Southeastern Pennsylvania. What we've got here is
a bunch of protesters, a bunch of pseudo-Christian protesters who've been out here shaming young girls for being here.
Hi.
And so here's the deal. I've got $100 to anybody who will identify any of these three.
So we're
I'm
actually
donate
just
to Planned Parenthood.
For the babies.
There's nothing Christian about what you're doing."
Psalm 94, verse 4 declares, "They pour forth words. They speak arrogantly. All who do wickedness vaunt themselves." The pro-life mother of the teen girls said, quote, "So we're actually here just praying for the babies," end quote. Subsequently, responding to the outrage over his behavior, Democratic Representative Sims posted a video to his Twitter account on Tuesday, which has been viewed 1.8 million times.
"I was a neighbor and a concerned citizen, and I was aggressive. I know that two wrongs don't make a right, and I can do better, and I will do better for the women of Pennsylvania."
Ironically, the first alleged quote-unquote wrong to which Representative Sims refers are the prayers of the pro-life Christian activists outside the abortion mill. The second wrong was both his angry confrontation coupled with his offer of $100 to anyone who would help him identify the young pro-life girls. Ashley Garrett, the mother of the teenagers, told Fox News host Tucker Carlson that, quote, "I was concerned that he said multiple times that he wanted the identities of my daughters," end quote. And finally, Chick-fil-A is being vilified once again. this time by the student government of Trinity University, a private liberal arts college in San Antonio, Texas, affiliated with the Presbyterian Church, which voted unanimously to ban food from Chick-fil-A for their biblical stand on sexuality and marriage, reports the Christian Post. Chick-fil-A does not have a restaurant on campus, but its food is made available on a rotating basis, typically once every 2 weeks. In a resolution adopted May 1st, the student government cited Chick-fil-A's ominous $1.8 million donations to the Salvation Army, the Fellowship of Christian Athletes, and the Paul Anderson Youth Home. Join our annual Generations Father-Son Retreat in the Colorado Mountains, Thursday, August 29th through Sunday, September 1st. You can register now and save $150 at coloradofatherson.com. And that's the Worldview in 5 minutes. On this Monday, May 13th, in the year of our Lord, 2019, subscribe by iTunes or email to our unique Christian newscast at theworldview.com or get the Generations app through Google Play or the App Store. I'm Adam McManus. Seize the day for Jesus Christ.